Here at the International Marketing Conference for the U.S. Grains Council, I'm speaking with Chairman Rick Fruth. And Rick, first of all, tell me just a little bit about yourself personally.
I'm a grain farmer in Northwest Ohio. I farm in partnership with the Schwiebert family, and one of my partners is on the board of directors of the National Corn Growers Association.
Well, this conference, as I understand it, might even be nearly a record in terms of attendance for the February meeting. It certainly is well attended here. I know it seems like there's a lot of smiling faces and some excitement here. So what's powering that, do you think?
Well, there's a lot of enthusiasm in this organization for what we do. There always has been. We've got new leadership, and that's generating enthusiasm, and it's been a very good meeting.
Well, we do have new leadership, and we welcome Mr. Tom Doerr. Known him for many years, as a lot of us have, and a great person to put into place there. As you look at that and look at the working plan that's going to be put together coming out of this conference, then how do you feel about the near-term, at least, outlook for the continued growth and development of export markets for U.S. grains?
There's a lot of opportunities out there, and the challenges are which ones do we work at first. We have to, you know, parse the possibilities to see which ones we have a real opportunity to impact. And there's a lot of places in the world that have growing latent demand, and our challenge is to convert that latent demand into realized demand.
So as we look forward, any particular challenges that or specific markets that maybe excite you the most?
Well, two that excite everybody the most, but we don't know when they'll actually come to fruition, is China and India. Mm-hmm. There's just huge, as I called it before, latent demand there. Someday that's going to convert to real demand, and we're in both of those markets a little bit much more in China than in India, and we're working at helping that demand base grow as quickly as possible so that they'll outgrow their own domestic production capabilities as quickly as possible and turn to us.
Anything else you'd like to tell corn growers or other grain producers that couldn't attend about the work that's done by this group that meets here?
The work that's done here is to evaluate our markets on a global basis. We look at them one by one, set our priorities, and out of this will come what's known as the United Export Strategy. And that document is two things. It is our grant application to the Foreign Agricultural Service, from which we get matching funds from the FMD and MAP programs. And then once we get those matching funds, it actually becomes our contract with the Foreign Ag Service, and we're then committed to do those projects that we have included in the UES.
Well, congratulations on 50 years here, which I know is also part of this celebration for the Grains Council. That is the chairman, Mr. Rick Fruth. And here from the International Marketing Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.